This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, December 4th. Well, we started out last week with some follow-through selling from the washout on the previous Friday, and then we got a bounce in the markets, both lives and feeders. Looked like we were going to get some traction, looked like maybe, you know, get a sharper reaction up after such, you know, a series of washouts, but the market couldn't do it. It ran out of gas about midweek, and then we spent Thursday and Friday giving up pretty much all of the rally that we had earlier in the week. So we're back down to the lows from Monday. Market's just really struggling to get anything going in the futures. You know, the hedge funds had been heavily long this market, and we kind of thought maybe they were finally cleaned out on the downside here, but it's just kind of relentless pressure here. And much of that has been fund liquidation, but it has spilled over to the cash market. So it's kind of starting to feed on itself. And especially in the feeder cattle market, where the cash index has started to really buckle, and it's been a drag on the 7-day average. For the week, we had live cattle Febs down $1.80, and feeder cattle, the Jan feeder cattle, were down right about $5. So again, yeah, pretty disappointing, especially after looking like earlier in the week we were going to get more of a bounce. In the cash market, we saw the Fed trade averaging around 175, which is down 2 from the previous week. Dressed at 275 was down 5. Box beef values on Friday were mixed. Choice was down 156 at 297. Select up 74 at 265. The spread lost 230. We're sitting at 31.97. Movement was 159 loads. So at least you can point to the box beef volume for the week at 747, was the highest we've seen in several weeks. So we definitely saw a pickup in volume on the weaker trade. For the week, we saw the choice drop about just a dollar on the box beef values. Select was down about $4. So we are seeing the wholesale and retail demand has hung right in there as the cash market has dropped. You know, consumer demand has been strong, which it typically is this time of year. Normally, you're putting in seasonal highs in early December. Well, clearly that's not going to be the case. And it's surprising to see the market fall apart so aggressively coming into the time of year where you tend to see demand be the strongest. And demand, again, has hung in there, but the cash markets have really been under pressure. Slaughter rate on Friday, 122,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 616. That compares to the previous holiday week at 500,000. But a year ago, we're still 17,000 less than that week from a year ago. The dressed weights, 836 pounds, which was up 1 over the previous week and steady with a year ago. Beef production, 530 million pounds, takes us back to where we were just a couple weeks ago. In the feeder cattle cash indexes, the daily index was at 227.99, and the 7-day average was up $1.12 at 225.89. So even at 227.99, which was down about $3 from the previous day, it will be supportive to the 7-day index because it's still sitting above where the average is. Not a lot, but it's still going to offer some support. So we just can't seem to get the cash turned around. You know, the board is under some pressure. Again, you know, we're probably going to open lower to start the week just because we couldn't hang on to what little gains we had midweek. So there's still some momentum to be flushed out here to the downside, it appears. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.